MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 7, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. State and local officials gathered in Lynn yesterday to celebrate the opening of the temporary MBTA commuter rail station in Danvers. As for now, the new trash fee will remain on the books, and Peabody is installing new parking meters.
I'm Bill Newell, and a bit later in sports, details on another high-quality, high-energy, gritty boys basketball game from last night. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Mix of sun and clouds today, mid to upper 30s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:17 p.m. The citizen-led effort to eliminate the new Danvers trash fee was dealt another blow this week when a special town meeting decided to take no action on the warrant article. The Salem News reports that this week's vote follows a vote earlier from the Finance Committee to take no action on the citizen-led petition based on an opinion from the town council that indicated the petition might not be constitutional with laws enacted by the legislature. The Healy-Driscoll administration celebrated the reopening of the Lynn MBTA commuter rail station yesterday. On hand at the temporary Lynn platform was MBTA General Manager Phil Eng, who spoke to the ongoing needs of the T to perform the way it operates.
That's a whole part of our team effort right now, to take a look at how we've done things in the past. We're ramping up our inspection program, but we're also having a program where we're looking to follow up immediately with the right time and the right level of action. So that could mean taking care, building up more in-house capabilities, having the ability to go out and take care of a situation sooner. And not wait until it's too late. Really, there's always the time. We're balancing the needs of maintenance, corrective repairs, and building for the future. But really, we have to focus on making sure that our existing facilities remain safe, reliable, and this way the public will know that mass transportation is a viable option.
Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll was also on hand to celebrate the earlier-than-planned reopening of the station.
This came in 9 months ahead of schedule, and I think that's a credit to Phil and the team at the T, and certainly Kaolis as well, who helped out, making sure that we can find other ways to break through some of these challenges that don't take as long, that might even reduce cost, and deliver that accountability that people are expecting of us. And
State Senator Brendan Crichton of Lynn chairs the Joint Committee on Transportation and has pushed hard to get the Lynn train station to reopen.
We want to say thank you for approaching this with a great sense of urgency, which all of us in the city certainly feel, and for really establishing, I think, standards. When you as a T rider lose service, we should have viable, robust options in place at the time of that loss of service. We need to make sure that families can get to work, to get to the hospital, get to school, visit family, socialize. When you take away a train station from a city of over 100,000, it does a great deal of damage, but this administration stepped up from day one when they came in.
Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson was also on hand yesterday morning.
And I'm just so grateful that the GM Eng, working with the Healy-Driscoll administration, was able to bring some imagination, ingenuity, commitment, and follow-through to execute well on delivering this interim station ahead of schedule, under budget. I think it is exciting for what it speaks to the possibilities for the continued collaboration.
Later in this podcast, we'll provide the entire ceremony from Lynn that also featured former Lynn Mayor Thomas McGee, who is now an MBTA board member, as well as several other local and state leaders. Several Cape Ann communities will be getting state money for transportation infrastructure needs from the so-called millionaire's tax. The Gloucester Times reports that Gloucester will get $310,000, Rockport $100,000, Essex $71,000, and Manchester-by-the-Sea $74,000. The money is for roads, bridges, sidewalks, bike lanes, and related infrastructure needs. The city of Peabody is installing new parking meters. Charlie McKenna reports in today's Daily Item that residents can park for free in metered spots downtown until March 4. That's when the new parking meters will be up and running. The meters will accept coins, credit cards, and payment via a smartphone app called Park Smarter or Park Smarter. The city has also installed payment kiosks, electric vehicle charging stations, and LED lighting in the area. Whittier Tech School Superintendent Maureen Lynch held a meeting yesterday with leaders from the 11 communities that send students to the school. Jim Sullivan reports in the Daily News of Newburyport that this meeting took place 2 weeks after the voters resoundingly rejected a $445 million plan to build a new school. The meeting was described as helpful, as there was an open discussion on why the vote failed and what are possible next steps to move a new school building project forward. Bill Newell on sports next, and then stay with us for North Shore Today Extra. Today we're featuring the ceremony held at the Lynn MBTA commuter rail station on Tuesday.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins returned to action last night from a long all-star break and they lost to Calgary 4-1. Coach Jim Montgomery of the Bruins, what did he say to his team after the first and second periods?
Stressing just to simplify. We talked about being simple to start the game. We didn't do that. And then we talked about moving our legs so our brains would follow, because I thought our brains were not very good in the first. And just talked about dumping every puck in the second period. If we did, unless we had an odd man rush, 2-on-1, 3-on-2, we weren't going to dump it. And we got a little bit better in the second, but marginally.
Bruins coach Jim Montgomery. The Celtics were off last night. They'll host Atlanta tonight. In high school girls basketball last night, Marblehead beat Peabody 38-33. We have a post up on our website with game notes, photos, and interviews on that game. The Peabody and Marblehead boys basketball teams finished off a game last night that was suspended several weeks ago when a leaking roof would not allow the game to continue on that night. When it did resume last night, Peabody earned a 58-51 gritty win over Marblehead. With the win, the Tanners win the league title. Coach Thad Broughton.
I was just happy to come out of here with a victory. It's tough to get wins on the road, especially against a real good team like Marblehead.
Your two guards today, you know, getting face guarded the whole game, basically. Just, what do you like about their, you know, effort to get open and, you know, use their over-aggressiveness sometimes to get, you know, easy shots?
Yeah, you know, it's... Anytime that happens where they're putting so much focus on Anthony or Rafael, you know, you're going to need other guys to step up. And I thought Cam hit a couple jumpers, and we got some backdoor cuts. Johnny hit a couple jumpers. And then when it came down to crunch time, Anthony and Rafael hit some big buckets for us. You know, Rafael had a huge and one at one point, I think, to put us up 6 or 7. And then, you know, we were able to take care of it at the end with some free throws. But those guys have been stepping up all year, so... Just really happy with their performance.
Peabody coach Thad Broughton. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Wednesday. And stay tuned next for North Shore Today Extra. And today, that ceremony from the Lynn MBTA commuter rail platform from yesterday. That's next.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are 2 or 3 and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is North Shore Today Extra, giving voice to the North Shore. In today's segment, we're going to be featuring yesterday's ceremony at the Lynn MBTA commuter rail station temporary platform. On hand is Phil Eng, who is the general manager of the MBTA. He is the master of ceremonies of this event. You'll also hear from Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, State Senator Brendan Crichton, Former Lynn Mayor and MBTA board member Thomas McGee, Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson, as well as other state and local officials. So without any further ado, MBTA General Manager Phil Eng.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us here in Lynn. I'm here with a fantastic group of distinguished colleagues, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, MassDOT Secretary Monica Tibbetts-Nutt, Board Director Tom McGee, myself, Senator Brenda Crichton, Chair of the Joint Transportation Committee, Mayor Jared Nicholson, Keola CEO Abdallah Chahai, Megan Simpson, Director of the Lynn Senior Center, Tanya Freeman, Program Manager, Lynn Senior Center, and alongside them is Griselda Scramato, Ruth Barrera, and Betty Gonzalez, folks that have talked about how important this station is to them here in Lynn, and the fact that it is convenient to enable them to not only get into the city if they need to do work, but to go into the city and see family and friends and to see all the fantastic events. And the reverse trip as well is important. This morning, riding in from North Station, seeing how many people took the train out of the city, going the other direction and exiting here at Lynn is fantastic. So I really think about the support that the governor has given us with the ability to do this. And without that support, we'd probably be standing here in September where it's a little warmer. But we were able to accelerate this project. We challenge ourselves to do things differently. Lieutenant Governor, Secretary have been phenomenal. The Lynn delegation has been phenomenal in all the support. And because of that, we're really proud of the ability to restore service to Lynn earlier than planned, less than originally cost, as well as accessible service. And as you can see behind us, really brightly lit, safe environment, and welcoming environment. And that's what's important about what I believe the MBTA is to communities. It's really making quality of life improved, and I'm really happy to be able to be here today with everyone. 2 months after reopening the station and seeing how good the ridership is and seeing just how important it is to the folks that use it. So I think with that, I'm going to turn over the mic to Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it. Thanks, everyone. Huddling together, staying warm. I love it. You know, I just took the train down from Salem, and it is really, to me, it's important to be here. This is more than just about a platform. It's about opening this station. I couldn't have done that prior to this work being done. I wouldn't have been able to stop in Lynn. And frankly, Lynn residents were going north to go south. That's super frustrating. I really pride myself on the fact that we know that what train service means to a community as someone who was the mayor in Salem, where we have the number one stop in the commuter rail system. That has been key to our growth, the way people get to our communities. And as someone whose family used this very system, my daughter went to high school at St. Mary's and rode that train from Salem to Lynn every day, as do students attending North Shore Community College or folks who may have to go to court, and vice versa. It is lifeblood in terms of getting from where you need to be on a daily basis. So this platform and, frankly, the ingenuity, this came in 9 months ahead of schedule. And I think that's a credit to Phil and the team at the T, and certainly Kaolis as well, who helped out, making sure that we can find other ways to break through some of these challenges that don't take as long, that might even reduce cost and deliver that accountability that people are expecting of us. And the governor and I, and along with Secretary Tibbetts-Nutt, are really pleased to have partnerships with the legislature. Senator Crichton is here. I saw Rep. Capano above, Representative Armini, to make sure we're not starving the T, that we've got the resources we need to make investments, not just for platforms, but look at where we are. There's huge opportunity here to do more, and we're really looking forward to partnering with the mayor, finding ways to ensure transit-oriented development in a gateway city can happen easily, innovatively, in a way that's designed to impact the quality of life of where people live. So congrats to the T for getting this done ahead of schedule. We are cold, but think about not being able to be here and having to go north to go south, or having to, you know, not use the rail and have to drive in. Those are all the things we want to disincentivize, and this project is about that. So pleased to join you, and I'm going to turn it over to the person who looks the coldest right now, Secretary Tibbetts-Nutt.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. I'm a Midwesterner, so I'm incredibly embarrassed right now. No, I just want to thank you all for being here. You know, as the Lieutenant Governor said, this is amazing what the General Manager and Keolis have been able to do, opening this 9 months early. It really shows a different approach to how we're doing these projects. We're getting in there, putting in what these communities need as quickly as possible. This is the same thing with the Accelerated Track program. As the Lieutenant Governor said, this is the lifeblood of these communities. Transportation needs to be reliable, it needs to be safe, and it needs to be equitable. So every community you live in, you are able to get to where you need to go, whether it's to school, whether it's to work, whether it's to healthcare. We know that you need as many options as possible. We want more people off the roadways. We don't want people sitting in traffic, and being able to have train service like this gives people that option. And as I said, we need equitable transportation. You shouldn't have to own a car to be able to live in the Commonwealth. And as cities like Lynn are making the investments in transit-oriented development, making investments in small businesses, we want to make sure that we are matching those investments with solid transportation, equitable transportation, and transportation options. So I just want to say thank you all for being here today. And I do believe I'm handing it back to the general manager.
Sure, you can hand it to me, and then I'll hand it to former Mayor Lynn Tom McGee and MBTA Board Director. Tom?
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be here with this station reopened and how exciting it is. And the T faces many challenges, and I think we hear that every day. But a part of those challenges is the unlimited opportunity that these kind of investments make. And to get this done, and the general manager was here last June when he was first on the job and said, we need to open the station earlier. He understood how important this station was to our community, but more importantly, to show the investment and the opportunity that we have to create a 21st century MBTA. And that's what this is all about. You're here in the middle of Lynn with 100,000 plus people, the opportunity to have transit-oriented development and have the key component of making that a reality for so many regions. So I want to thank the general manager, the administration, the secretary, and the delegation and the mayor. There's some full line of elected officials here in the community who all came together, understood the importance of this station, made the case to make it happen quickly, and the administration and the general manager made sure that happened 9 months early. This is the first of many steps moving forward to get the T where it needs to be, and I'm excited to be on the board, I'm excited to be a part of that, and I'm excited to talk about the real opportunity and what's the return on the investment of our dollars, and that return is really unlimited. So great to have you all here today, great to be here in my community seeing this continuing exciting opportunities grow in Lynn and beyond. So good to be here, and General Manager, great to be part of it, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary, and all of the electeds here. You're making great things happen. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Tom. Next up is Chair of the Joint Transportation Committee on Transportation, Senator Brendan Crichton.
Thank you. Thank you, General Manager. Thank you to the Healy-Driscoll administration here and to all the workers at the T in Keolis who made this happen. We want to say thank you for approaching this with a great sense of urgency, which all of us in the city certainly feel, and for really establishing, I think, standards. When you as a T rider lose service, we should have viable, robust options in place at the time of that loss of service. We need to make sure that families can get to work, to get to the hospital, get to school, visit family, socialize. When you take away a train station from a city of over 100,000, it does a great deal of damage. But this administration stepped up from day one when they came in and made sure that these options were available. So we're forever grateful on behalf of the Lynn delegation, joined here by State Representative Dan Cahill, State Representative Pete Capano, State Representative Jenny Armini. We're very excited about this project, but also continuing to work with an administration that prioritizes transportation, whether it's water transportation, subway, commuter rail, or bus. The city of Lynn has a tremendous amount of opportunities here. It is great as a city and delegation to share that vision with an administration and with the new GM too, which I should give a little more credit with. The first day we dragged you down here, we gave you a lot, and you've delivered a lot back. So we really appreciate your support and partnership. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It really is a team effort, but thank you very much. Next up, Mayor Jared Nicholson.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so grateful to the Healy-Driscoll administration and the T that we can be here to mark the
opening of the interim station. I was thinking back as well to that spring afternoon, the GM, a little bit warmer than today, that the GM came here, and we showed him what was happening in the train passing by. We told him the story about how the train was shut down without any alternatives and mitigation. We were able to get that bus that went in the wrong direction, but that wasn't sustainable. And I think he saw that it was unfair and not right. And how many times has that happened and that's the end of the story? You're in a community that has experienced disinvestment over decades, and you can see that what's happening isn't right, and everyone knows it, and then moves on. And I'm just so grateful that the GM Ang, working with the Healy Driscoll administration, was able to bring some imagination, ingenuity, commitment, and follow through to execute well on delivering this interim station ahead of schedule, under budget. I think it is exciting for what it speaks to the possibilities for the continued collaboration. And it was a collaboration. The MBTA, the Healy Driscoll administration, the secretary, the state delegation, our city council, great advocates, city departments, the parking department helped get this site ready, DPW, the senior center have been great partners, our neighbors across the street. It takes us all coming together, and this is what happens when we do that. I'm so excited for what's to come. There's lots to come, and something we'll continue to talk about with our partners at the MBTA. There's lots of exciting things to come, and I can't wait to do it with you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. You know, this administration is about can-do, and that's what the T is looking to demonstrate with our partners at MassDOT. Thank you, Secretary. The next person is also a can-do person, Abdullah Chalha, CEO of Keolis. When we went into this project, their partnership and the ability to be ingenuity as well is key to our delivery of this project. So, Abdullah.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. The Lean Interim platform is a great example of what we can do when we work together. We know how important commuter rail service is to the people of Lean and to the economy of the city, and we are pleased with the role we have played into the restoring the service in Lean. General Manager Ang, Secretary Tibbetts-Nutz, and the Healy Driscoll administrations are focused on making improvements that benefits everyone who uses the commuter rail. General Manager Ang has leading a new era of collaboration, and we, Keolis, we are proud to be part of it. Our team, in collaboration with the MBTA, have accelerated the timeline of the construction by designing a platform that was utilizing readily available and modular components. The work included, for example, the ground preparation, the fencing, the platform cutting and setting, the canopy design and installation, the electrical wiring and lighting. Sorry for the noise.
Not sorry.
Yeah. The furnitures, the CCTV, and the passenger information installation. By doing this, we have helped MBTA to deliver 9 months ahead the stations. This is a win not just for the people in Lynn, but it can potentially be a win for all the other communities when we can replicate this design. Keolis is here to help the MBTA and partner with them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Abdullah. Next up is Megan Simpson, Best Director of the Lynn Senior Center. Megan?
Hello, everyone. My name is Megan Simpson Bess. I am the director of the Lynn Senior Center. We are located at 37 French Street, or AKA we are the outbound side of the commuter rail station. We are really excited to be here because the T has been able to work cooperatively with the city and with the Senior Center to make this happen in a very timely manner. The mission for our center is for seniors to feel welcome, safe, heard, and supported, and the MBTA has done all of that for us with this project. They have provided us with a safe and welcoming space. The light, the trains are accessible, the platforms are more accessible. They were working with our seniors in the development of this program, so the senior was part of the talking points and the meetings that they met with them to hear what was needed. And the T was able to hear all of that information and utilize that to make this a great process for them. With the MBTA commuter rail being behind the senior center, our seniors are able to get to doctor's appointments in Boston. They're able to visit their family. They are saving money, and they are saving time, and they are feeling heard, welcomed, and supported by the MBTA in this process. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Megan. We have next up Tanya Friedman, Program Manager of the Lynn Senior Center. Tanya?
Good morning, everyone. I want to first start by thanking the MBTA and Keolis as well. This was a very timely project, and it happened literally in our backyard. And our daily operations were not terribly disrupted, and we're very appreciative of that. I think that the seniors were very appreciative of that as well. I want to be sure to say that this was a well-planned project, and we were very pleased that we were able to offer, through the MBTA, having an online process. I love working with seniors because they will tell you about the past, present, and future. So the seniors were telling us about how they had to go into Boston back in the day to renew or apply for the Charlie card. So to see present day that we're able to assist them online and they receive their Charlie cards within 10 to 14 days was amazing. And they would come to the senior center to tell us, look, we received our Charlie card, and the turnaround time was relatively short. So we're very thankful for that. I also wanted to say that the impact is still developing and it's still uncovering, but this is such a beautiful ride because it's all the coastal cities. So it opens opportunities for seniors, for employment, but also for dining, for shopping. Salem is a thriving city, as we know. Gloucester, snap, snap on that. But it just opens up a whole world for them, aside from doctor's appointments, but just employment, shopping, dining, the arts in Beverly. So we really are just very thankful for that. And I know that my seniors, they're very active and they're very smart seniors. So you gotta show them that what you're saying that you're going to do, you deliver it, and that they don't have to wait so long for it. And so we're very appreciative of this new platform, and we thank you on behalf of the Senior Center.
Thank you, Tanya. I think that finishes our speaking program. We have time for some Q&A, is it?
You got 3 minutes until the next train gets here.
Okay, 3 minutes.
Any questions?
Why was this able to be so quickly happen? Why were you so surprised, and how was it able to come to fruition so quickly?
Well, you know, when I first heard about the need here and understanding the schedule, we sat down with the whole team. We took a look at the original plan, and we said to ourselves, we could do better. And as Abdullah said from Keolis, we had some ideas of modular units, things that have been done at other places, and we really just put our minds to it and said, you know, we have to find a way to deliver service back here quicker and quite honestly, more cost-effectively. So it really was a challenge for ourselves, but it was also important for us to be able to provide this service to the community, and that's what we did.
Yeah, I think it's consistent with the message we're hoping their folks are hearing, whether it's about transportation or housing or healthcare. We want to make the Commonwealth more competitive, more equitable, and more affordable. And projects like this help do that because it allows people to have options, whether it's school or work or just a trip to enjoy a higher quality of life that we have here in Massachusetts. You can't do it without access. And so we're going to continue to make investments that matter in our communities, particularly gateway cities, places that have amazing past and we know have really bright futures.
Well, actually, some of the folks here are with us, Griselda, Rosa, Betsy, they had talked about the convenience of it, having it close to be able to walk. I think as the LG mentioned, not having to go to Swampscott and take a bus. Even myself noticing, you know, the convenience of just being able to step off into a bright environment, a safe environment, accessible station. It really does I think, reinvigorate everything that Lynn is trying to do in terms of creating that community and continuing to grow the economy here and enable businesses to thrive. So it's a key component, right, to have a station that is welcoming and served properly. That's a whole part of our team effort right now to take a look at how we've done things in the past. We're ramping up our inspection program, but we're also having a program where we're looking to follow up immediately with the right time and the right level of action. So that could mean taking care, building up more in-house capabilities, having the ability to go out and take care of a situation sooner. And not wait until it's too late. Really, there's always the time. We're balancing the needs of maintenance, corrective repairs, and building for the future. But really, we have to focus on making sure that our existing facilities remain safe, reliable, and this way the public will know that mass transportation is a viable option. So that's where we're focused on, safety, reliability, and making sure that people know it.
That is the ceremony yesterday from the temporary platform, the Lynn MBTA commuter rail platform in Lynn that opened back in December, 9 months prior to the original scheduled date to open. And, of course, you heard all those details in that segment. This is North Shore Today Extra, giving voice to the North Shore on MSONewsSports.com.